Those were chants from just beyond the fence of Deering Meadow, the site of Northwestern's Gaza Solidarity encampment. Students began setting up the tents early Thursday morning, joining the ranks of hundreds of other protesters gathered on college campuses across the country. According to the initial announcement posted to the Northwestern Divestment Coalition's official Instagram, their, quote, encampment will continue until Northwestern meets the people's resolution, unquote, which outlines, quote, demands calling for student protection, the termination of partnerships with Israel, and divestment from apartheid, unquote.
We all are going to continue staying out here until our university commits to divesting, to disclosing, to supporting students, until Palestine is free.
Since Thursday, Deering Meadow has echoed with ceaseless chants, songs, and prayers for Palestinian liberation and university divestment, underscored by an unrelenting drumbeat and cars honking in support. Speaker events and workshops led by student organizations and individuals have taken place at the encampment, providing ample opportunity for professors, students, activists, and other supporters of the cause to get involved and share their voice in solidarity with Palestine.
I can hear my siblings crying in the sea. Now I'm in the struggle and I can't unsee. The violence of the Israeli war machine. We ain't gonna stop till Palestine's free.
Again.
We ain't gonna stop till Palestine's free.
Next verse.
I can hear the people chanting ceasefire now. And the occupation gonna say it loud. The U.S. is funding all these atrocities. We ain't gonna stop till Palestine's free.
Again.
We ain't gonna stop till Palestine's free.
That's the sound of the crowd at Friday night's open mic, organized by POC-centered student poetry collective Eye to Eye, where protesters were encouraged to share their own or other people's poetry and music with the crowd. Sunday afternoon, people sat on blankets across the lawn and were led through a resistance poetry workshop, in which they were offered a chance to write and once again share their own poetry or the work of others.
You must live to tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some strings, make it white with a long tail so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, awaiting his dad, who left in a blaze and bid no one farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself, sees a kite, my kite you made, flying up above, and thinks for a moment an angel is there bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope, let it be a tale. That's for Rifat and his family looking down on us now, and all the martyrs in Gaza right now.
As of today, April 29th, Northwestern's encampment has survived over four full days, but not without facing certain challenges and criticism. The encampment's first days were burdened by counteractive measures implemented by the university administration, as well as encounters with NUPD. Northwestern Hillel released a statement in response to the encampment's appearance on Thursday, condemning it for, quote, reflecting a disturbing and quickly escalating trend of anti-Semitic rhetoric and actions both nationally and on our own campus, unquote. Counter-protesters have also appeared individually or in groups of various sizes since the encampment's emergence. The largest group organized on Deering Meadow around 11 a.m. on Sunday, with many individuals wearing or waving the flag of Israel as they tried to enter the encampment. NUPD officers stood between the two groups as they shouted competing chants. Despite these occurrences, those at the encampment remained steadfast in occupying Deering Meadow. On Saturday, April 27th, the NU Divestment Coalition, NU Educators for Justice in Palestine, NU Students for Justice in Palestine, and Jewish Voice for Peace at Northwestern announced on their Instagrams that they were, quote, continuing productive conversations with Northwestern administration, unquote, and are, quote, committed to staying on Deering Meadow for as long as it takes for Northwestern to become serious about divesting from death, unquote. For WNUR News, this is Izzy Perea.